She keeps them always on the
jam
in a pretty cabinet. No. Cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette, a building remedy for Christoph and
Kennedy. I stand alone. This is the only member of this show to have ever seen Queen live with Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations.
Kill the music. Queen is your artist of the day. Mr. Starrett.
Yes, sir.
We are nearing the end of our 3 months with you. It has been an honor and a privilege.
Thank you. The privilege has been mine.
Well, thank you. Every day this week, we have been playing a game to mark your leaving the program and to thank you for your service and your willingness to do this program for 3 months. We will finish the week today with our favorite game, Jam or No Jam. For those of you new to the program, in fact, we played just a brief version of Jam or No Jam at 2 o'clock. Somebody wrote in, said, first time I've ever heard this, the man is a savant. Now, before we get started, Mr. Starrett.
Real quick, keyword.
Oh, sorry, the keyword is science, 72881. Science, 72881. You're in the running for $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. Now, before we get started, Mr. Starrett.
Yes, sir.
Have Rod or I, who will be playing the songs for you, have we told you a single song you may or may not hear?
No.
Okay. Have we ever?
No.
Okay. You will get 0.3 seconds of a song.
Okay.
You have to tell us the artist.
The title.
The title, and whether it is a jam or it is not a jam.
Very well.
You get 0.3 seconds. Are you ready?
Ready as I'm going to get.
I'll go first, and then Rod goes second. Here we go. 0.3 seconds coming your way for Jam or No Jam.
After the Love Has Gone by Earth, Wind, and Fire, which is a jam.
How do you do it? How? I've never played this one for you.
Trust me, if I knew, I would tell you. I have no idea. I think it's very unhealthy that I know enough about this stuff to be able to do it personally, but so be it.
Okay. Rod, when you're ready, 0.3 seconds, not 0.1 seconds more.
That is A Hard Habit to Break by Chicago, which is a jam.
Okay.
Such a jam.
Okay. Obviously, I see you've come to play. You're bringing your A game today.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that.
I do my best.
I'm going deep in the archive.
How deep we talking here?
I'll give you one hint and only one hint.
Okay.
80s pop.
I like the category already.
Okay. Are you ready?
Sure.
0.3 seconds. That's the only hint you're going to get from me. Only because I'm going deep in the archive. You
and
ready?
Bear in mind, every time Dana thinks she's going deep, she's actually playing one of my favorites.
Yeah. This is not Dana's. This is mine.
Yeah, I know.
Are you ready?
Ready. Oh, is that Who's Holding Donna Now by DeBarge? Because if so, that is such a dream. This is just a dream. When I wake up, she'll be here next to me. So, so good. Tell me it will be just
the way it was. Wow. Wow.
I love that song.
Okay, I'm going deeper.
It's Rod, amazing.
Rod, fire when ready, man. Oh, my word.
You Are the Woman by Firefall. You better believe that's a jam. You're the woman that I've always dreamed of. I knew it from the start. I saw your face and that's the last I've seen of my heart. I do believe that was the first song where I ever went, aww, listening to it.
Aww.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
It's the kind of song you can go, aww.
Okay, I have one.
Wait. I got one. You got to write it down first, and then I'll load it into the system. Just write it down for me. Just put it on a piece of paper. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. 0.3 seconds. Here it comes.
Ooh, Love You Down by Ready for the World. That's baby-making music right there.
One of my favorites.
Isn't that good?
It's a great song. Too damned old for me. You know, interesting fact, when Ready for the World first came out in 84, I think it was, this song came out in 86, people thought it was Prince under a different name.
I can totally understand why. Oh, baby, especially because of the production and the percussion. Yeah, that sounds like Prince there. I never thought about that, but yeah.
Nice get.
Thank you.
Rod, when you're ready, sir.
Ooh. That is Gino Vannelli, I Just Want to Stop, which is totally Jane.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
My parents had this on 8-track.
That's awesome.
You are superhuman, man.
Is listening on 8-track an experience like listening on vinyl?
Oh, have you never listened on 8-track?
Not really, because I've never been able to get a good 8-track player.
Ooh. Stop in the middle and click over to the next track.
I hate that.
We had the Boston 8-track.
Which one, the debut album?
The first Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I was a kid, it was my favorite. And right in the middle of the song, Smoking, it went chunk and changed to the next track.
Here's how it would be. I just want to
stop
and tell you how I feel about you. That's how it would work.
Didn't they also have a habit of kind of speeding up and slowing down while playing, too?
It was not a good mechanism through which to listen to sound.
Not exactly the best.
All right.
Are you ready?
Sure.
This one's from Dana. She thinks she's gone deep in the vault.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
So it's probably something I heard this morning. I'm ready.
You're crushing it. Are you ready?
Sure.
Here we go. 0.3 seconds.
Oh. That is Superstar by the Carpenters, which is pretty good. Not quite a jam, but it's close.
Come on, Will Smith.
It's close. Luther Vandross did it better, though.
I love this part. Boom. Jam.
It's close, but it is not quite there.
Oh, it's awful. It sounds like a Bond song.
It's like in Track and Field.
I'm like waiting to see somebody like swimming through the water as the Bond theme is playing.
Ow.
That's actually a really good comparison. I like it. It's like I was thinking it's like Track and Field where a runner is going over the hurdles and they're like all the way over except the tip of their foot knocks it over.
Right.
That song is that as it pertains to jam status. Yeah. It's so close, but
not a jam.
You're right.
Not
so
a jam.
Close, but
it's
then
not a jam.
Hit the hurdle.
Rod, when you're ready.
Oh, the Finer Things from Steve Winwood. You know that's a jam.
Oh my God. 1987.
A personal favorite.
While there is time. Okay,
all
right.
That song.
We got to get moving. We got to keep moving. I want to see how many. We have not stumped you yet on your final jam or no jam. You have clearly brought your A game.
I'm as surprised as you are.
For the record, anybody who thinks that we plan this in advance, I literally pick the songs 10 seconds before I play them. Here we go. You ready? 0.3 seconds.
Hold On by Wilson Phillips. It's Wilson Phillips, so of course it's a jam.
No way! You could sustain. The more are you comfortable with the pain? You got no one to blame for your unhappiness. No, baby. You got yourself into your own mess. Let your worries pass you by.
Do you like the redhead or the short blonde-haired girl? Or do you like the stout woman?
The redhead.
Okay.
Give me the redhead.
Did you just call her stout like my grandmother would say in like 1951?
She's always go with the redhead.
She's a little stocky.
Rod, when you're ready. Ooh, that wasn't even 0.3 seconds. Whoa.
I have a guess.
Wait. Hold on to your guess.
Okay.
That wasn't even 0.3 seconds. You cheated. Go.
Holding On to Yesterday by Ambrosia. Jam.
You have got to be kidding me.
Rod, you cheated. You didn't even give him 0.3 seconds.
I was looking for the stump.
It's such a good song, though.
Wow. All right.
Are you going to play mine?
Yes, I will in a second. We got 2 more minutes to go. That's fine.
I'm gonna try to stump you here.
I'm gonna try to stump you.
Okay.
Not a band you're a huge fan of, I would imagine.
Okay.
But it was a huge hit for them in your genre.
White Snake?
No. You ready?
Sure.
0.3 seconds.
The Flame by Cheap Trick is a jam.
Watching shadows move across the wall.
You're on fire! Dude, all I gave you was...
It's all I need sometimes.
Alright, we got 2 more. One from Rod, one from me. Actually, the one from me is going to be from Dana. Rod, whenever you're ready, you can fire.
Sentimental Lady by Bob Welch, which will always be a jam.
I don't know what you ate for breakfast.
English muffin, actually.
Good choice.
Thank you. The apple butter was a nice touch, too.
Okay, Rod, go ahead and pot it down, then pot it back up, because I got to wait for a 25-second Ancestry.com on this thing. Yes,
and all of the things. Real quick commentary on pre-roll ads.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. So a lot of them, you know, have the countdown in the corner where it'll let you skip.
Yeah,
I skipped it. My question is, what person sits there and goes, no, you know, I'm going to hang in with this. I'm going to see where this ad goes.
All right. Hey, we got one last one. This is your final jam or no jam.
Okay.
You have completely brought your A game today. I am so impressed.
Thank you.
You knew none of these songs going in.
Correct.
Okay. This is your last one. This one's from Dana. You ready?
Ready.
0.3 seconds.
I'm going to need a little more than
that. Okay, all right. 0.3 seconds coming again. Ready?
Ready. My Love by Lionel Richie, jam. Thank you very much.
Even though you ain't going to lose. So glad you stayed.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want 3 things. You want comfort, you want safety, you want affordability, and you're going to get all 3 when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. And right now, both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru are the only ones in Kansas City offering a lifetime powertrain warranty included at no charge with every new Kia or Subaru. I'm driving the Kia Sportage. I love this car. And with every Olathe Kia, you get a lifetime warranty. And if it's gadgets and options that you like, Kia has more for the money, more bang for your buck. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all 4 categories in the small car competition. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. That's a jam. Coming back into the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Because sometimes we don't know what's going on our own show.
It's not planned.
We just looked at each other and I go,
I had a client come over to the house today. I swear to God, it's a true story. And he says, how do you plan the show? And I was making a cup of coffee. And we were in the kitchen and we're talking about, you know, some ideas for his product. And he goes, how do you plan the show? And I go, he goes, yeah, that's what I thought. I go, it's not planned. It just happens. I got to get, where the hell did Will go? He's not at his desk.
So a listener just texted in during the break And Scott looks at me, honest to God, and
Will's here.
He goes, a listener just asked me this, and I don't know the answer.
Maybe you can help us, Will.
I'll do my best.
I don't remember the answer, and I'm sure you do. Somebody wrote in with a really good, honest question. How did Jam or No Jam start? And I can't remember.
Rod can't remember, and Dana can't remember either.
It has in its root you going through my cell phone one day on the air, because I made a Johnny Hates Jazz reference.
Yeah.
And then you started going through my phone and seeing all the songs that were in my music folder, one of which I referred to as a jam. So then you started just randomly playing songs, and I would render judgment on them. One of them I rendered judgment on, and you said, I didn't play enough of that song for you to even know what it was.
I kind of remember that. Mm-hmm.
At which point I said, of course it was. It was, you know, I don't know, I Swear by All for One or whatever. And at that point, it then became a case of, okay, how small of a snippet can we play in order for you to shatter dreams by Johnny Hates Jazz? Because that's a jam. So anyway, that's how the whole thing started.
The mid-sentence jam or no jam creeps me out, number one. Number two, how long ago was it? Because I don't remember.
Two years ago or something?
This was when I was working here full-time. So that would have been, at the very latest, it would have been early spring of 2016.
You know what I wish? I wish we could find that show. Because it would be interesting for me to go back and see something so innocent at the time.
Sure.
That meant nothing, like most of the stuff we do on this show.
Yeah.
That has turned into this hilarious, crazy thing.
I'm going to need a little more than that. Sorry. I don't think I know that one.
Mm.
Oh, well, that's why, because it's country. It's Ronnie Millsap. I wouldn't have missed it for the world, which is a jam.
It's so good. You are so good. Oh my God.
Also, Dana, way to give the text line ammo when you said it's meaningless, much like pretty much everything on the show.
When I said meaningless,
I know,
we don't put a lot of thought into much that goes on here.
I know exactly what you
mean. From the text line, Will is psychotic.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
My teenage daughter is hearing this for the first time and losing her blank over Will.
Wow.
Is Will single? I would date him just because of his love of this kind of music.
Well, thank you.
He should be on Shazam. I'm sure you've heard that 1,000 times. Will is a freak of nature. And real quick, as we're late on the news, what defines a jam or not a jam?
A jam is a song that is really, really good. Not a jam is one that doesn't quite meet that level.
You are the decider.
Thank you.
To the newsroom, and we'll stare it.
On the border and ready for court. More next.
And right here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. If you haven't headed out to Volkswagen of Lee's Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road, I don't know what you're waiting for. Right now, you can get a used car. You can get a new car, and you're not going to pay any sales tax. That's right. It is back. They're starting out the new year right at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit with zero sales tax. They will ax your tax when you buy any new or used car, which means you are going to save and save big. Huge savings right now on all 2018s, all brand new 2019s. And we just did this for my daughter. If you're looking for something used for a younger driver in your family, go out and check out their amazing inventory at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. You don't have to break the bank. You can get something safe for your teenage driver, something that will work great for them on the road, and they'll pay the sales tax for you. It's a great deal. Head into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit right now off I-470 and Colburn Road. Ask them to ax your tax or go online. Check out their inventory online. All of their used cars and new cars are at VWLeesSummit.com, VWLeesSummit.com.
3:32, I'm Will Starrett. As the president travels to the border in Texas to make his case for the $5.7 billion payment on a border wall, many local landowners have hired lawyers to fight the government if it moves to seize their land through eminent domain. Federal government has started surveying land along the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas and has announced plans to start construction next month of walls and fencing. Some landowners, though, say rather than surrender their land, they're taking their fight to court. Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly names an industry group's leader as the state's top ag official and a former longtime budget director as interim Secretary of Administration. The incoming Democratic governor announced she plans to nominate Mike Beam to head the Department of Agriculture. He is the Kansas Livestock Association's senior vice president. Kelly's interim Secretary of Administration is Dwayne Goosen, who was budget director from 1998 through 2010. Lincoln Prep High School will finally be able to host football games. Kansas City Public School Board of Ed approved renovations for the school's field last night. Besides football, they'll now be able to host soccer and track events as well. The renovations are expected to be completed by this fall. Traffic and weather together next. It's 3:33.
Hey, if it's amazing fine men's clothing that you're looking for at incredibly affordable prices, there is only one stop in Kansas City, but you got to hurry. The Byron Store closing sale has less than 2 weeks left. Less than 1 week left. And right now, they are offering crazy discounts throughout the store. Cashmere scarves are only $25. St. Croix slacks as low as $25. Robert Talbot sport shirts for $40. Byron sport coats in every size down to $39. Byron is closing, so everything has to go in preparation for their move and their return as Peter's Clothiers. Save up to 90% on the best selection of men's clothing in Kansas City. New merchandise still arriving every day. Shop designers like Robert Talbot, Eton, St. Croix, Southern Tide, True Grit. Great deals on fine leather jackets, Italian silk ties, fine dress shoes. You know, I recently stopped by, got a fantastic fitted sport coat at an unbelievably low price. Same can happen for you. Byron on the Country Club Plaza, 47th and Jefferson in the Jack Henry Building.
We have a complex storm moving in toward the latter half of the week and into the weekend. Still some uncertainties on the exact track of everything, but it looks like we could see some rain and even some light snow here and light snow accumulation, especially Friday night and into parts of Saturday. We'll keep you posted on that. Dry for the rest of today and tonight, or high 40, overnight low to mid-20s, and then sunny and low 40s Thursday. It'll be plain old rain moving in Friday afternoon. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Darrowmore, KMBZ Weather.
41 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett. News 98.1 KMBZ.
Jam.
Agreed.
I've just closed my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train.
Real quick, and not to belittle the jam or no jam, but everybody's like blowing up the text line on us, and we're gonna put it to bed. We got to get to a topic. Somebody wanted to know, Will, did you realize you had this talent before or after you joined the show?
It was
just before or after. Just before or after?
Before.
Okay. Go ahead.
From time to time, we start arguing in the studio before we even talk about something. And we weren't going to talk about this today, but now we are because Scott and I are fighting about it. I don't want to get into the details again of the horrible case in Arizona where the woman in the care facility has birthed a child. She was in a coma. She's been in a coma for 10 years. She becomes pregnant. We all know what that means. She was raped. Police, I think, illegally are rounding up all of the men in the city asking for DNA. So we touched on that yesterday. I noticed one sentence in a story last night, and it kind of raised an eyebrow for me. And any of you listening who have a parent or a loved one in a care facility, I want you to think about this before you decide. A lawmaker in Arizona said, on the heels of this case and this awful thing happening to this woman, that he thinks we should take another look at whether or not families should be allowed to install cameras inside of these rooms where their loved ones are, quote, living. Now, I don't think what was happening in that room is living, but this is where the woman physically resided when this awful thing happened.
Okay.
It was one sentence in the story that lawmakers are open to taking another look at whether or not we should be allowing cameras, if the family wants them, inside the private room of people who maybe cannot speak for themselves, care for themselves. Tell me why that is a bad idea. And I can probably argue both sides of it, but I won't.
Okay. First of all, define cannot take care of themselves.
My grandmother, the first 2 years she was in a home like that, no camera. The last 2 years she was in a home like that, camera.
Okay.
That's how I define it.
My grandmother, probably the same as far as able to know who she was versus not able to really know who many people around her were. My grandmother, I'll never forget, my brother and I, she was in a care facility for 2 years, seemed to have most of her faculties around her.
Okay.
Okay. My brother and I, having been called by our aunt, my dad's sister, grandma's not doing so good. Maybe it's time you guys come on down for a quick visit.
Okay.
So my brother and I fly back down to Phoenix, and we go in, and Grandma Parks sees my brother, and she says, "Oh, Steve, it's so good to see you. Who's your friend?"
Okay.
His friend was me, her other grandson.
Okay? Well, she didn't like you as much.
Well, she did not. I was 4 out of 4, and everybody in my family agrees on that. However, Grandma was losing her faculties. Would you agree? She
yes.
recognizes one grandson,
yes.
doesn't recognize the other.
Yes.
Who's your friend? Grandma's money was being used to keep her in that care facility.
Yes, her own money.
That's right.
And she is an adult.
That's right. My aunt was not paying for it. My aunt was writing the checks from my grandma's account because my grandfather had saved like a demon and made sure that everybody was taken care of.
Yeah.
That's her money. Who gives you the right to spy on her in a room that she is paying for with her money? And maybe, and I don't know this for a fact, maybe Grandma Parks wanted old Larry down the hall to pay her a visit
okay.
at 11 o'clock on a
Do
Friday night.
Do not talk about your grandmother with Larry down the hall.
It's none of your business.
What if Larry down the hall is not a welcomed visitor?
Well, what
Scott?
If he is? You want to turn on the camera and watch Grandma
I
Parks?
I would rather not! Okay, okay, okay.
It's none of your business. That's what you're paying the staff to monitor.
At the time that this happened to this woman in Arizona, privacy laws limit video surveillance in healthcare centers. This is Arizona law. I don't know what the law says in Kansas and Missouri. I'm sure there are HIPAA violations with putting cameras in patients' rooms. I'm sure there are.
You think?
If you're blasting that out over the internet, yes.
And it's also private property.
But if the family member, in my case, this would have been my father. My father is her power of attorney, healthcare, durable power, all of that stuff. If there is some concern over, now some people would say the concern is theft in a lot of these places, either with a roommate or a worker or a visitor, you know, things turn up missing at these places. If there is some concern, does the family have no right to check in on their safety? And let me give you one example of where we already do this, and I am not comparing toddlers to octogenarians. I'm
oh,
not.
Please, you're talking about your own home.
You, in many cases, all over Kansas City, can log onto a computer on a secure website and tap in to a daycare facility's playroom and check in to make sure little Eva or little Johnny is doing fine. We do that all the time with daycare, Scott.
There's a huge difference between a child's playroom and a person's private room that they can't leave, where they are changed and bathed and use the restroom and all that stuff, as opposed to a kid's playroom. There's a big difference. However,
there's no vulnerability difference.
You, yes, there is.
Vulnerability you, is vulnerability.
Oh,
as
please.
A family member of a person who is lying in a coma, have every right to go buy a nanny cam teddy bear, set it on the shelf, and check it whenever you want.
Legally, I'm not, I don't know the answer.
Yes,
Rod.
You absolutely have that right. If
but,
my
did
mother
the adult consent?
Is laying, if my mother is laying in a hospital bed under a coma or whatever, right. I have every right to purchase a nanny cam and set it in that room. Every right.
Ooh. I don't know about that.
I don't know about
why?
That.
Why would I not? Explain
well,
to me
if
why.
No one knows because, you've done it.
Well, first
yes.
of all, because it's private property, Rod.
But it's my mother in a room I'm paying for her to be in.
Okay, now wait a minute. I'm glad you brought that up. You brought up the, she is in a room that I am paying for.
Yep.
This was the point I was going to bring up at the beginning of this conversation. If you send your child to the University of Kansas and you rent a dormitory room for your child.
Yeah, you are paying.
You are paying
for that
through
room.
The nose to the tune of more than $1,000 a month. Believe you me, I now know. Oh yeah.
For a room?
Rod.
Yeah.
It's over. I am paying $10,000 a year
yeah,
for my daughter.
Dude. It's a whole
to
lot cheaper.
I understand. But they pay for it includes
I
food
understand.
And all that and electricity and water and all that stuff. I am going to pay in the next year $10,000 for Sarah to live for 9 months in a dormitory. I am paying for it. Do I have a right to put a camera in her room?
Technically, is
no.
No, listen, if she has a roommate, no, you do not have that right. If she is in that room by herself, that's between you and her.
Oh.
I don't
she
think
is
so.
An adult,
she's
Rod.
An adult.
Well, then as an adult, she could tell you, no, I don't want it. Get it out of here.
Well, as an
but
adult,
that has nothing to do with the school or the law.
Could my grandmother not say, negative
yeah,
Ghost Rider?
Yes, she
here.
Could. She absolutely could. But if your grandmother is in a coma and you have power of attorney over her, you can put that camera on a shelf.
Mm. Now, do I think for 1 minute that's happening all over town, especially after this story? Yes. I think we're going to start seeing... Look, I don't mean to like barge in on her privacy. I don't want to look at her, you know, doing her business. However, we're putting a teddy bear in there. I think those conversations are probably being had right now.
How many people just set the teddy bear in there and don't tell anybody? It has a damn camera in the eye.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you here again, it's my mother or my grandmother. She's in a coma. She can't. You defend herself or do anything for herself. I'm the one that has power of attorney over her. I'm the one that takes care of her and pays the bill. Yeah, I'm putting a camera on the shelf. And in the case of the college, that's between, I mean, we've had stories about the parent that called and demanded to see pictures of the room every 10 minutes or whatever. That's between you and your kid. Now, if there's another person in the room, you're invading their privacy. You can't do it. If it's
a
private room... And that's an argument between you and your child.
The other thing I will tell you is the information flow from adult child to parent when she goes off to KU, Scott, stops and it stops quickly. If you need to help her log into the system for this or that.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I get it. All right. 576-7798. Man, we have touched a nerve. The phone lines are jammed. 576-7798.
If you are looking for new construction in the market for new construction, someone in your family's moving into town looking for new construction, or if you are a real estate agent and you have clients who want new, you need to check out Cottonwood Canyon off of 435 and 87th Street. It doesn't get much newer than brand spanking new. The roads are in, the infrastructure is in. They have just released the final phase, the final 27 lots that are available out there. And they overlook two of the most stunning golf holes on Canyon Farms Golf Club. All you got to do is go out, pick your lot, and start building your dream home today. The stunning and award-winning Lenexa City Center is now over there. There are commercial buildings. There's a gym, shops, restaurants. I could not believe when I took that exit, I said, it's been a while since I've been to Lenexa. When the heck did all of this sprout up over here? Wait until you see these homes. And I don't want you to think this is like big city living. It's not. It's in the woods. Some of the most stunning wilderness landscape around surrounds these brand new homes. The homes overlook creeks and small bluffs and lush native landscaping. But if you want to take a quick stroll, there is plenty to do over there. Let me tell you what. Go check out Cottonwood Canyon just off of 435 and 87th Street, or call 913-492-4444 for your private tour. 913-492-4444 or online, cottonwoodcanyonks.com.
Hey, it's Scott Parks here to talk to you about my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who are not happy, let's be honest, embarrassed with their smiles. Picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. And what sets Dr. Headley apart? He's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. Your free consultation includes digital imaging. This is going to show you how your smile will look after the procedure. And the best part, it is completely pain-free. Most smile makeovers are completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Caremark's are had it done. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. Again, that's kcsmile.com. Jim, let's go to Taylor in Topeka. Taylor, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
First off, I want to say love listening when I can.
Thank you.
So I am actually a CNA, and
you're a CNA.
Yeah.
Yep, a certified nurse assistant.
Yep.
Yes.
We have a resident whose DPOA has recently put a camera in their room.
So the resident put the camera in the room, or their guardian put the camera in the room?
Their guardian put the camera in their room.
Okay, and is that okay or no?
It is absolutely okay. The stipulation around it, however, was that there had to be a sign outside the door so that the people that are working there know, so that the people who are visiting know that the room may be being monitored.
Taylor, real quick, that's a great point. I think the sign alone would be a deterrent. Like, a lot of people will buy, like, a fake alarm home assist system sign. Mm-hmm. You know, don't rob us, we have an alarm system. Just putting a sign on the door saying you may be monitored could go a long way to maybe warning people against this kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah. The other thing with it was, that I thought was a good point. The competency level of the person, like if the grandmother's in a coma or something, then they can't, you know, it's like a good point that you want to keep an eye on them, you're the DPOA, that's okay. But if you're the DPOA, but they're completely of mind to be able to say no, then...
Would it bother you to work as a nurse knowing you were being somewhat spied on?
To an extent, a little bit. It does. We have a lot of cameras within our facility anyways, and sometimes I feel like I'm not trusted.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and so I'm not all that concerned.
Yeah. Hey, Lori, thank you. Can we get to Carrie really quick?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to Carrie in Kingsville. Hello, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Carrie.
Oh, Terry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just saying that my brother's been in a nursing home. He's 54. He's been in there since he was 20. We've never been allowed to have any cameras or anything in there. He was raped when he was 30 by a nurse, and my dad spent 20 years waiting to see if he would have AIDS from it.
Oh, my God.
I think personally, yes, there should be allowed to have cameras because of this, and they have never allowed us to. He's had everything he's ever had has been stolen. We've replaced everything, even his Carhartt coat. So and my brother is very sweet, loving, and adorable. He's got the intelligence. It's his physical body that's been affected, but no, he would not tell and rat someone out because he's afraid of the people that work there. So I think anyone that has someone that they love should have a camera in there, especially if they're terrified of something happening.
Okay, all right, let me stop you there. Keyword to cash this hour is victory. Victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory. Text that into 72881. Whew. For a chance at winning $1,000 in this national contest, message and data rates may apply.
Let's just take a little right turn here. We have a story I want everyone to hear coming up. We're going to go to the news with Will Starrett and we're going to just move past this last 10 minutes. And there is a man who is alive today because someone that you know very well in Kansas City was there and knew CPR. It is a great story. It is a happy story with a happy ending.
Okay. Nobody's getting AIDS?
No, I don't.
There's not going to be a gay rape.
I don't understand why wouldn't you just have his blood tested? Anyway, we're going to move on from that.
There's not going to be a gang
rape. No, we're going to move on from that.
No AIDS.
We're moving on.
Okay.
We've got a good story coming up for you.
The hell just happened?
What just happened?
Keyword to cash is victory.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
That's the Vikings battle cry.
That was part of my high school's chant as well.
If you've learned nothing on this show today, it's don't get gang raped and don't get AIDS.
And how
it's
to spell.
It's very important. It's very important.
Again, trying to move forward.
And how
don't get AIDS.
Trying to move forward from that.
What the hell just happened?
We learned how to spell victory, though.
Newsroom, Will Starrett.
Happening now on KMBZ. Baggage is still the baggage for KCI 2.0. More next.
Dana Wright here for CMOs and Son. They will automatically provide power to your home in the event of an electrical outage if you have a generator. And now is the time to get it. Here's why. They are offering a free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700 on all qualifying Generac generator units. It is a real value at more than $700. If you've ever even thought about getting a generator for your home, call my guys at CM Mosen Son. And do it now, 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmmoseandson.com.